Zog the Gemara. Ve'omar Rabbi Yosef. Afilu leman deloy dorish smuchim be'alme b'mishne Torah dorish. Even if leman de'omar that loy dorish smuchim be'alme, aber b'mishne Torah dorish. B'meile b'yos we holding in mishne Torah. Ha'inu. Kilaim betzitzis, it's a posuk in Mishneh Teira. So in Mishneh Teira Dorish, in Mishneh Teira Dorish. Do Rab Yudah Baal Meloi Dorish, bo Mishneh Teira Dorish. Vemele, legabe esa deich alo isasef in the posuk, lo isil ba shatnes, gdil im tasa lecho. That esa from tzitzis, is deich a shatnes, we learn out from the smuchim. And now the Gemara just goes duch, to speak out, the Gemara goes duch to speak out the cheshbon that even that Baal Meloi Dorish be Mishneh Teira Dorish. Zog the Gemara Baal Meminono Le Dorish. Do Rabbi Yudah Baal Meloi Dorish be Mishneh Teira Dorish. Baal Meminono Le Dorish. How we know that Baal Me Rabbi Yudah is not Dorish Smuchim? The Tanya Ben Azar Yoyimar Nema Machsheifo Lo Yisechai. Rashi says it's in Shmois. It's not in Mishneh Teira. ונאמר כל שייכבים בהימה מויס יומוס סומכו עניין לוי מה שייכבים בהימה בסקילה אף מחשייפה בסקילה סובלוין אלפום סמוכים תן מחשייפה אס בסקילה אומר לרב יהודה ואיכם מפני שסומכו עניין לוי נויצי זה לסקילה סתם בקוס די סמוכים it's not a reason to darshan אלא אוי וידויני בכלל מחשייפים היו אוי וידויני בכלל מחשייפים היו ולא מויוצו להקיש ולא אמר לך מה אוי וידייני בסקילה אף מחשייפה בסקילה so Rabbi Yudah is not דוירש סמוכים so maybe he's not דוירש from the fact that says מחשייפה near שייכף עם בהימה that it's בסקילה he learns out that the מוקד על מחשייפה is בסקילה from אוי וידייני so we know that בעל מלוי דוירש And how we know that in Chumash Dvorim, Rabbi Yudah is Doirish Smuchim. How we know that in Mishneh Teira he is Doirish Smuchim. Tetnan, Noise Odom Anusas Oviv Mefutas Oviv. Anusas Bnoi Mefutas Bnoi. Rabbi Yudah Oimer, Banusas Oviv Mefutas Oviv. Rabbi Yudah Oiser, Banusas Oviv Mefutas Oviv. So Tanekama holds is no Isur of Anusas Oviv and Mefutas Oviv. And Rabbi Yudah holds is a Isur of Anusas Oviv and Mefutas Oviv. What is the mocker of Rabbi Yudah that is Anusas Oviv and Mefutas Oviv? The Omar Rav Gidel Omar Rav, my timer, what is the mocker of Rabbi Yudah that is a Isur of Anusas Oviv and Mefutas Oviv? My timer the Rabbi Yudah, Dichsiv lo yikach ish es eish es Oviv, velo yegale knaf Oviv. Knaf shero oviv is an extra couple words. Lo yikach ish es eish es oviv velo yigal es knaf oviv. So it's a ribui knaf shel oviv. Zog de gemore lo yigal umimaydi ba'anus teksiv. It says lo yiso ish es eish es oviv lo yikach ish es eish es oviv velo yigal es knaf oviv. But word says in the posuk that lo yigal es knaf oviv means an anuso. Meiluya dekro from the posuk before. כסיב נוס אנא איש השייך הביאים על אבי הנאי וחמישים כסף וסומך לאלוהי כחיש עשה איש עשה אביב ולא יגע לה, אז כנף אביב so smuchim is telling me that לא יגע לה כנף אביב is going in a nusa ורבונון איה וסומך לי מה משמונה אבטאית שאולו כדי גאמרס השד לא יסומך לה תכסיב לא ייקח עשה איש עשה אביב בנוסיים and then it says ולא יגע לה so it says ונוס אנא איש השייך הביאים על אבי הנאי וחמישים כסף לא ייקח עשה איש עשה אביב and only after it ולא יגע לה אז כנף אביב so you mainly you can darshan smuchim ומילי ידרשן בשמרס יוב המקוס ומדבר ולאו ירולו בשתי לאווים חוץ from the איסור of שמרס יוב המ לשוק יואבר on the איסור from שמרס יוב המ של אוביב שלא יגע לכנף אוביב לא עשית הגמורה so we see that in משנה תאיר רב יודה אז דויר סמוכי so this גמורה here בעצם came out בנוסיים that Rabbi Yudah is Deire Smuchim. It says, Lo Yikach Eish Es Eish Es Aviv Velo Yigale Knaf Aviv. What is that? So if Rabbi Yudah, it's going in Anusa. It says before Anusa. And now we know that Knaf Aviv means Anusa Es Aviv. The father is Me'anes Amal, you're not allowed to marry her. The father is Me'anes Amal, you're not allowed to marry her. This is Rabbi Yudah. And Rabbanan hold, we don't Darshan Smuchim because Hifsika Inya. So what we Darshan with this Pasuk? Shemeres Yovam Shel Aviv. The Rashash says, the fear of Yudah is a smuchim. Lo yikach ish es eish es aviv, velo yigale knaf aviv. What is knaf aviv? The wing of his father. It says before unseen. So it means not to marry the anusa. Rabbonim don't want the darshan smuchim, so what they darshan? Lo yigale knaf aviv, shemeres yovam akosu medaba. Where it's mashma shemeres yovam? So the Rashash adds, bepshat, he says, motzanu batere beyibum loshen knaf. Boyaz, Rus tells Boyaz, Uporasto knofecho al shifchoscho. When she was asking him to make a yibum, she told him, Uporasto knofecho al shifchoscho. So we see that the Loshen, Prisas Konof, passed off a yibum. But Rabbanan maybe needs a little bit more hesber. We see here that the gather, if yibum is legalik naf oviv, Shemeres Yovam akosum medaber, is an extra word. But why is Shemeres Yovam? So let me again, it's two halokim that the Welt shtels on this Gemara. I want to shtel on both of these halokim of the Gemara, the Pshat Gemara. First thing is, Rabbonon have a Isur lo yigale knaf oviv, Shemeres Yovam akosuv medaber. Dainu, not because it's smuchi, the extra word lo yigale knaf oviv. What is the knaf oviv? Shemeres Yovam shel oviv akosuv medaber. The Rashash gave a little bit time. What is knaf oviv? Purasta knofecho alav shifchosecho loshen knaf. Pasten yibum loshen knaf. Pasten yibum loshen knaf. Klar de Welt, what is the gather of this isu? You're not allowed to marry the shemeres yovam of your father. Especially as no pasuk. It says legale knaf oviv. We decide that it means shemeres yovam. I'll give you two ways to understand pshat in this isu. One way to understand Pshat in the Sisu, while she's about to marry the father, Otot, so she's Ke'ilu already married to the father. And you're not allowed to marry your father's wife, right? She's Otot, your father's wife. So she goes, Otot, she's your father's wife. Other name, while she's Skuka to your father, Achutzpah. Skuka to your father, and you take someone that is skuka to your father. Nahainu, the zik is also shtikal issues. The first pshat is it's al shema osit. The second pshat not al shema osit, not al shema osit. Al shema now, the zik is a shtikal issues. Where is the nafkamina? Zog the Welt, what a beef is a shemeres yovam that she's a chay velavim veese. That you can't do yibum. A shemeres yovam that is a chay velavim ve'ese. That you can't do yibum. A shemeres yovam that is a chay velavim ve'ese. That you can't do yibum. You're allowed to marry her or not? She's a shemeres yovam of your father, but she's a chay velavim ve'ese. Your father is not about to do yibum to her, but she needs chalitze. She's shemeres yovam. If normal person marries her, he's oiver belav. If a normal person marries her, he's over belav. Because she's a shemeres yovam lashuk. If a normal person marries her, over belav, she's a shemeres yovam. So if the gather is every person is shemeres yovam, she's epis zokuk. It's already isur to marry the shemeres yovam of your father, love or all of b'shtayim. So even that this isha cannot be married to your father because chavilavim ve'esa im balu leikonu. Chavilavim ve'esa im balu leikonu. You can't do yibum to her. Im balu leikonu. You can't do yibum. But she's a skuka. So if it's al shema osit, here is no shema osit. If it's mitzad, the zikah is a shtikel issues. So even the maisim balu leikonu, but the zik is a shtikel issues. The Gemara says in Daf Tzadik Zayin, another nafkemina. By us, the Gemara says, if she's Shemeres Yovam Shel Aviv, my nafkemina, anyway, she's also as Shemeres Yovam. Anyway, she's also as Shemeres Yovam. Zog the Gemara, Chutzum the Isur of Shemeres Yovam. Chutzum the Isur of Shemeres Yovam, she has another Isur. Anus as Aviv. Laver Ola Beshtaim. Laver Ola Beshtaim. Two Lavim. Two Lavim. One mitzad Shemeres Yovam. One mitzad Shemeres Yovam. And one mitzad Anus as Aviv. Zog the Gemara and Daf Tzadik Zayin, I'll tell you an afkemina. What would be if the father dies? What would be if the father dies? The father dies. So, as Shemeres Yovam, if the Yovam dies, what is the halacha? There's no more Shemeres Yovam. Here, the father died. He's allowed to marry the Shemeres Yovam or not? By us, the Gemara says, Laver Olav B'Shtayim. What is Nefkemine? Chutz from the Isur of Shemeres Yovam is Anus HaSaviv. Zog the Gemara in Daf Tzadik Zayin. And Nefkemine, what would be if the father dies? The Gemara says, Ibar Yisayim, one teretz of the Gemara. The Gemara clears it. It's two teretzim in the Gemara. Shash learns, it's a smachlekes in the Gemara. First teretz learns, it's Laver Olav B'Shtayim. And the second teretz of the Gemara found an Afkamina. If the father dies. So the Gemara wants to say that even so, you'll be chayav al Sanus HaSaviv. Zog the Welt, it's totally. If mitzad otot, l'chur has no more otot. There's no more otot. If mitzad that the zika is like a ishus, the zika stays. The zika stays. Ari be'etzem, alemol, when someone stops, when someone dies, be'etzem is no more isur krevus. So if the isur mitzad, she's oymet to marry the father, she's not oymet to marry the father. If it's mitzad that was a zika, it's like a ishus. So the same thing when the father dies, is no, the ishus stays. Asur oylamis. When the father dies, the Isur stays forever, and all of the Arayas, Eshesach, all of the Arayas, the Isur stays forever. Here also the Isur will stay forever. But if it's mitzad otot, if it's mitzad otot, ken zayin, it's only calls man it's otot. Lemaisa steht in the Gemara nishtazay. The Gemara Tzadik Zayin says that even if the father dies, the Isur stays. The Rashash says that maybe it's machlekes asugis. By us, the Gemara didn't say that. The Gemara says, laver olav b'shtayim. Why the Gemara didn't say, poshto nafkemine, when the father dies? So the Rashash learns that Daf Dalet is chalik in Tzadik Zayin. And this is like the Rashash. Machlekes Daf Dalet and Daf Tzadik Zayin. Daf Tzadik Zayin learns it's a issue, it stays forever. By us, maybe we learn the Geder is otot. The Geder is otot. If the Geder is otot, so the Bible said two nafkemines. Chavelavi ve'ese, if the Geder is otot, is no echetim tzad b'chay gav, netaki yinat chayev. If the Geder is otot, here yinat chayev. Because you're not going to marry her. If it's the Geder, the Zika, even Rav Lavi Ve'ese. And the second minute we're saying, Lu Yitzu, your taki, the father died, or tot and ishto. But if the Pshat is the issues. The Velkler, interessante Shaila. I never found an answer on it. What if the father was Miyabim and then he died? When you marry her, how much Aver is Yoiva? Two or one? How much Aver is Yoiva? Otot, she's a Shenshinoch Otot, yeah? But she's married to my father. So I'm over 201. If the Isu, the whole way I'm saying it till now, so Lechura Avada B'chai Gavna, I'll be over only one? Because the whole point is that she's almost married to the father, the Zika is like she married to the father, and she's married to the father alone. But if it's a new Pora Aduma, Vesish Vosidos, so maybe Lava Olav B'shtayim. If the lomdus is al shema osiba, it's a shurchir. If it's a laver olav b'shtayim, the pshat is. If it's mitzad stam, like everyone learned, I'm saying, shh, I'm trying to explain. Asachamor, you start to say, why are we clearing what it is? Not nafkemina what it is. It is what it is. I'm saying, here's the nafkemina. If it's stam a isu, anaya isu. If it's a stama isu, so even if you marry the father and then the father dies, you have one stam naya isu from knaf aviv and a second isu from eishes av. But if the gather is the tzekilu, it's a atchole from eishes aviv. It's a atchole from eishes aviv. If it's a atchole from eishes aviv, ken zayin, You only if you marry the father, bichal masayim money. You're not chayiv shnayim. Ken zay? Leim otzati az advarim mefurashi. Leim otzati az advarim mefurashi. Leim otzati az advarim mefurashi. The Rashi. The Rashash clears a fourth shaila. What would be if the father made a chalitza? Yoever and the Isur from Shomeres Yovam or not? And the Rashash says, poshutly that you're not over. The Hainu. Until now we said, what would be if she's chayvelavim ve'esef, Yoever and the Isur from Shomeres Yovam? She's not oimed, or basidah zike, one suffix. Second suffix, the father married her, and the father dies. It's not oimed, but the issue stays. The father married her. You're not over. The Rashash is in Daf Tzadik Zayin. Zog the Rashash in Daf Tzadik Zayin. What would be if the father made a chalitza? Zog the Rashash, I think he's not over at all. Why? He says, if it's mitzad oimed, he's not oimed to marry her anymore. If it's mitzad the issues, he says, issues when someone dies, stays. And when you make a chalitza, it's a poka. And it's a poka, has nothing left shaykhus anymore. And the melech is nishtok in Yisrael. Chalitza is mafki azike and ganzen. It's not like a divorce. Chalitza says, I'm sorry, back to you. It's issue sames. It comes down to you, you take up the shoe, you throw it back up. And the melech, she was never even shaykhus to you. If you die, it stays by you. So again, Avada the Keren, if I remember correct, the Kerenoir and the Tzadik Zayin is Mesupik if the Rashash is Girecht. I want to explain to you, it's not standard that the Rashash is busy with that. The Rashash has a problem. The Gemara says, Lavri all of Beshtaim. Why the Gemara didn't answer? Nafkemina no chalitze. Nafkemina no chalitze. That you're not over Beshtaim. Why the Gemara didn't answer? The Gemara says a kashe. You have to understand, Lefi Rabbonon, the Posuk is a very shvere Posuk. Lefi Rabbonon, the Pasuk is a very shvere Pasuk. Because has no nafkemin in Anusa Sovi. Teipu le mitzad shemeres yovom. Teipu le mitzad shemeres yovom. That's a shvere Pasuk. So we said four nafkeminas. Chai velavim ve'esa, she's not oimed le'ibum, aber sido azike. La'achav misoso, she's not oimed le'ibum, aber the zike stayed la'achav misa. When she married him, lechur lekula alma is only one isur, and the Rashash wants to take the yesoi that the isur is mitzad the zike, not stand because she was a shomeres yavam. And the Rashash wants to say when the zike is poka, when the zike is poka bechalitza bemele, it's different. This is one chelik. This is one chelik of the Gemara. In Masas Hamelech. He's maimid the same kind of chakires on the second part of the Gemara. Very interesting. Rabbi Yehuda holds the isur is not on Shemeres Yavam, Taisis Kles. The isur is on Anusas Oviv. The isur is on Anusas Oviv. And the isur is on Anusas Oviv. As a Rabbi Yehuda Kles. Frek de Masa Samelech. Lefi Rabbi Yehuda that the Isur is an Anusas Oviv. Lefi Rabbi Yehuda the Isur is an Anusas Oviv. What is the gather of the Isur of Anusas Oviv? I'll tell you two pshatim. The father is ma'ale someone, not nice. Your father was mezana with her, now you. It's nish derech eretz for the tate. Nish derech eretz for the tate. Or, it's a lomdus. She's a shtickle, my father's wife. What makes a wife? Kiddushin is a real wife. My father was ma'anis, he made a beer with her. It's also a shtick wife. I mean, by the goyim, this is a wife. It's also a shtickle wife. So you're not allowed to marry a shtickle wife of your father? Other name, not because it's a shtickle wife of your father. Zog de Masa Samelech, I will tell you, two shein enough kaminas. What would be if your father is ma'anis a'ishas ish? So that guy, after your father was manis, he dropped her. Now you want to go and marry her. You're allowed to or not? Your father was manis eishasish. Hello, your father was manis eishasish. And now that person divorced her. Now you want to marry her. If it's the pshat, nishain, nishain, your father, nishain, don't touch something your father touched. So, elechanami. But if the pshat, she's a shtigl wife of your husband, your father, can Yeshua state when someone is married to someone, there's no issues to someone else. Ein kiddushin tevsin beishasish, there's no mokim to someone else to have shaykhis to her. Or a second afkamina zogdimasa samelech. What would be if your father was me'anis a goita, and now she's megaya? You allowed to marry her or not? Again, nishain, nishain. Gershon is gaya kodesh anoylam, nishain. Nishain is not the person. If it's the pshat issues, Gershon is gaya kodesh anoylam, domi. But if it's mitzad nishain, you want to say you could argue? Well, it's mucha. What is the shaykh? This is one. Mamshich de Gemara. Let me get weiter. Zog de Gemore ובמשנתרם הייתי מדורש. So the Gemore said that the Libet of Rabbi Yude, even that Baalme is לא ידורש סמוכי, אבל במשנתר דורש. במשנתר is דורש. Why? איבא יסיים משום דמוכח. איבא יסיים משום דמוכח. ואיבא יסיים משום דמופנה. במשנתר רב יהודה holds from סמוכים. All because it's מוכח, all because it's מופנה. All because it's מוכח, all because it's מופנה. If he needs both or one of them is a shaila. If the Gemara means that the Mishneh Torah you also have to have muchach and also mufne, or it's two mehalchim, other muchach, other mufne. But either way, zog the Gemara, so why take legal knaf ovi if it's called muchach and mufne? So the Gemara is masber. Ibe say mishum de muchach dim ken lichtev rachmona gabe arayas. All of the arayas and parshas achrimois. Why legal knaf ovi? Is in Parshas in Chumash Dvarim, Muchach to be Seimechet to the Parsha of Oynes. And if we say Mishum the Mufne, the Imkel Lirtav Rachmona lo Ikach Ish Esei Ish Esovi, lo Igalek Naf Ovov, lo Meli Shmami lo Lafnuya. These words are Miyuta. So I want the Tamsis Advarim, this big deal thesis in the Ravon, just to have the Tamsis Asugye. If you learn all the thesis in here, it's Muchach, and Be'etzem thesis says it Klor, and the Boa Maschil Vechi, so there's no difference be'etzem mishneteire and not mishneteire. There's no difference be'etzem mishneteire or not mishneteire. It's one klal. Rabbi Yudah is doirish smuchim when you have muchach and mufne. Rabbanon hold no. Every two, one near each other, you can dash and smuchim. Rabbi Yudah holds only if it's muchach and mufne, you can dash and smuchim. And Rabbanon holds even if it's not muchach and mufne, you can dash and smuchim. Punk. And Mishneh Torah, allemol it's muchach and mufne. Kim lele hashas. Lashon HaGemara is very schwer. It's not that Mishneh Torah dorish and Meloi Mishneh Torah loy dorish. This the Gemara knew if you go over shas, this one will come out. That Mishneh Torah, allemol is muchach and mufne. And Leib Mishneh Torah is not Mucha and Mufne, but there is no Klal Mishneh Torah and not Mishneh Torah. The Agos Maharam Rendzvuk, he says anders. He brings down a Ravon. The Ravon says that the reason only in Mishneh Torah you darsh and smuchim and not Bekol HaTirekulo, because Bekol HaTirekulo is a Klal Ein Mukdam VeMeuchar BaTorah. So what makes it smuchim? What makes it smuchim? No, ein mukdum mucha b'teira. It's no order. Ein mukdum mucha b'teira. It's no order to the teira. So b'meila, you can't darshan b'chol. So you can't darshan smuchi. As I said, the Ravon. Only the Mishneh Teira is an order. Moshe Rabbeinu was mesayid on Mishneh Teira. Again, it doesn't mean that everything in Mishneh Teira you could darshan. You have to have muchach v'mufne. Dainu, lefi teisves, there's no difference Mishneh Teira v'kol ha-teira kulo. Be'etzem, alemol you could darshan smuchim, you have to have a muchach and mufne. The Ravon says two klolim. First, loy b'mishneh teira, even if you have muchach, even if you have mufne, but they're not near each other. It's no order. It's no order. What do you mean darshan smuchim? But it's no order. It's not smuchim. It's no chefzev smuchim. It's no chefzev smuchim. Why is no chefzev smuchim? And you can't darshan smuchim. Now, lefine goes Maram Rensburg. In a way, it's good. In a way, it's not good, because the Gemara says, "Umishnetere maitai medorish." It's not true. Mishnetere dorish because it's an order. Chutz from that, you need muchach v'mufne. Lefiteisves, no, not the order. Before the order, Mishnetere, it's near each other. Not Mishnetere, they're not near each other. Then is another zach that it's muchach that it's not in Vayikra. You can't darshan smuchim, they're not near each other. There's no order. Only Mishneh Teira is the order. That is Gishmak, the part of the Gemara that is a difference Mishneh Teira v'kol ha-teira kula. It's not Gishmak. Shh. It's not Gishmak, Loshon ha-Gemara, Mishneh Teira maitai medorish. We are saying a klal that Mishneh Teira is better because of the order. And here is no order. The Gemara had to say, here's the order, here's not the order. Lefitesis, you're right that the Gemara says that it's a mucha v'mufne, or Lefitesis is not really a klal of Mishneh Teira, it's a klal kol ha-teira kulo. If you have mucha v'mufne, punk, the Gemara knows that the Mishneh Teira alemol will be a mucha v'mufne, and later Mishneh Teira will not be a mucha v'mufne. But that is... Now, there's one where he's suffered though, is a Ramban. The Ramban fregt akashe. If you realize, and Seder HaGemore is a very interesting Gemore. We are learning Be'etzem Smuchim, and the Gemore says that Be'kol HaTerekulo we don't darshan Smuchim, only in Mishneh Teira. Kol HaTerekulo is Machsheifa. Mishneh Teira we darshan is Klaim. Klaim. Le'isil Bashatnes Gdilim Tas Elcho. And this brings us in a second to learn the Sugi of Klaim. This brings us to the Sugi of Klaim. The Gemara, when the Gemara starts the sugya, the Gemara brings down one more smuchim. It says, "Ki yeshvu achim yachdov, ki yeshvu achim yachdov." It says, "Ki yeshvu achim yachdov." And some mechleil esachsim shol bedishoy. Mikan we learn out she yevom shalof lo lifnei mukeshchin shein chois mimoisu. Shenemar ki yeshvu achim yachdov v'som mechleil esachsim shol bedishoy. Frek the Ramban, you write that it's Chumash Dvorim. But where is the Muchach? Where is the Mufne? Where is the Muchach and where is the Mufne? Where is the Muchach and where is the Mufne? It's very interesting. The Gemara started, she bought one Smuchim to start the Sugya. Ki yesh v'achim yachdov l'isachtim shor b'dishoy. Ki yesh v'achim yachdov l'isachtim shor b'dishoy. The Gemara brings down the drosha. Yeah. Then the Gemara says, Mishneh Teira muchach v'mufne. Loi Mishneh Teira is not muchach v'mufne. We Mishneh Teira is muchach v'mufne. Lo yegale, shatnez, everything. The first smuchim, the Gemara doesn't bring down. The first smuchim, the Gemara doesn't bring down. So l'chur, it's not muchach. And now listen carefully. It's a very, very choshev Ramban. Zog the Ramban, what is the pasuk that we darsh in the first smuchim that we started? Ki yeshvu achim yachdov v'somich lei loisachsim shor b'dishoy. Zog the Ramban, it is muchach. You know why it's muchach? All of the arayas are in Parshas Chumash Vayikra. Why Yibum is in Chumash Dvorim? It's in the wrong place. Muchach, that it's besmuchim. Azay zog the Ramban. Yib, all of the arayas are in Chumash Vayikra. Why Yibum? As in Chumash Dvorim, put it in Parshas Vayi. Achim Ois Gnoishim, Araya it's Muchach it's Samuch to Lisachsim Shor B'dishay. What is the shaykhis? Arayis is arayis. This is mitzvah yibu. The Teretz is l'chur. The Ramban l'shito, sorry. That the Ramban learns that Eishesach is hutar michloloi. Hashem said that this erve is not osu. If this erve is not osu, frag the Ramban, write it in the parsha of the arayis. If it's a hutar michloloi, to tell me that this erve is not osu. So this has to be written down in the parsha of the arayis. It can be written down here. It has to be written down in the parsha of the arayis. It's a raya that it's murach, that it's the drosha. It's murach, that it's the drosha. It's murach, that it's the drosha. Why is not in the parsha? It's murach, that's it's not. But it's murach, as Eib Tzachon Ramban. So l'chur, this Ramban mamish steht klar, that is l'shitosoi, that the gedder of the Eishesach, that the Eishesach was not nesach b'mokim yibum, vali lewin z'shitosoi, that the gedder of the Eishesach was not nesach b'mokim yibum, mele zog the Ramban, oh, it's muchach. The problem is, the Ramban says, it was a mistake, zog the Ramban. This is not called muchach. Muchach is when something has to be in a different place. Yibum has to be in arayis? Zog the Ramban, it's Esse Doich Eloisese. Why Esse has to be near the Eloisese? Mila is near Shabbos? Mila is near Avoido? If it's a part of that parsha, it has to be there. It's not a part of the parsha. So in the Teretz of the Ramban is Mashmataki that he's learning that Eishesach is not Utar Michloloi. When you start the Ramban, this Ramban is Mamish Mefurish, that he's learning like his Yesoid, that the Yesoid of Yibum is Utar Michloloi. The Yesoid of Yibum is Utar Michloloi. But in the Teretz of the Ramban says, Loi! It's not a reason to be in the Parshas Arayis. Arayis is the Yisurim of the Arayis and the Eterim of the Arayis. But this is no Shaykhis to the Yisurim of Arayis and the Eterim of Arayis. This is an Eser that is Doiche de Loisese. The Chimilet that is Doiche Shabbos is written in Shabbos. Chi Avoide that is Doiche Shabbos is written in Shabbos. Everyone is written in his own place. When it's a part of it, it has to be written down. Well, it's a part of it, it has to be written down, but if it's not a part of it, it doesn't have to be written down. It doesn't have to be written down. So, it's a Pele Godel Meoid. Kum dois, that we have a Ramban Be'etzem in Yevomis, that is Seisr, the ganze Anoche. The ganze, the whole time we're building up and sheer, that the Eishesach is Utar Michloloi. And this is Mefush, the Ramban in Teres Ha'odom, Rebel Chonon. That Eishesach was never Nesar B'mokim Yibum. Eishesach She'el Le'bonim Yesh Le'bonim. And Tchilas HaRamban is Taki Mashma Zey. But Maskolas HaRamban Shteit Pung Vakert. The Ramban says, it's no, it's not. And you know what is Maskolas HaRamban? Zog the Ramban, this Gemara is Taki Alibe de Rabbonon, that you don't need Muchach. The Aloch of Lissach Sem Shor B'dishoy, Almona and Chois Mimoiso, this Gemara is Alibe de Rabbonon, Nisht Alibe de Rab Yudeh. Because the fear of Yudeh that you need Smuchim, you don't have Smuchim. The fear of Yudeh that you need Muchach V'mufne, you don't have Muchach V'mufne. So this Gemara, Zog the Ramban, is Alibe de Rabbonon, V'loy Alibe de Rab Yudeh. It's a big chidush. This Gemara is Alibe de Rabbonon, and not Alibe de Rab Yudeh. As they Zog the Ramban. Teisa said, Pashas, every Mishnah Teir is Muchach V'mufne. I don't know how Teisa will answer it. But as they say, the Ramban. So the Ramban says it's a doichak. The whole sugi, the Gemara tries to say, Mishnah Teir, Rabbi Yudah Darsh, and Smuchim. And in the real Smuchim that the Gemara starts in Mishnah Teir, it's like a libe de Rabban, another libe de Rabbi Yudah. But Teichat Vorim stayed in the Ramban. He had a plan to say that Yibum is a part of Pashas Arayis. And he says, Chas V'sholem, it's Esa Deichaloisese. This is Mamish Astira. Lama mamshach di gemore weiter. Zog di gemore vegabe tzitzis nam iba yaseime mishum de muchach ve iba yaseime mishum de mufne. Iba yaseime mishum de muchach ve imkein lechte ve rachmo legabe parsha tzitzis. Why? We know we have a parsha tzitzis, we say it every day in the morning. A whole tzitzis, 5-6 psukim. And this is in Chumash Amidbar. A whole parsha of tzitzis. The whole parsha of tzitzis in Chumash Amidbar. One pasuk of tzitzis, G'dilim ta'aseh lecho, is in Chumash Dvarim. Leisil bashatnes gdilim tasa lecho. Right, the first time that it's called gdilim. And pasha tzitzis hakolof pesil tachayles. Also lem tzitzis. Then it says gdilim. But basically, we have five psukim that we say every morning pasha tzitzis in chumash bamidbo. Then in parashas chumash dvarim we have leisil bashatnes gdilim tasa lecho. Why these words? G'dilim ta'asa l'cho are not in Parsha Tzitzis. The Muchach, the Teretzes, it's Muchach. L'mai ilchas ekas ve'oche ve'iba yisei mishum de mufne michdik sivu beget kilayim shatnez lo yale alecho. We have a Parsha. Beget kilayim shatnez lo yale alecho. Also, in Chumash Vayikra. Why we need again l'isil b'shatnez? The words which seal b'shatnes are extra. Didn't ask him how weiss there is the Gemara does it as extra. Weiss there is steht on lepes how to make the deal. We'll see the tesim if it's extra or not. Oh, but the seal b'shatnes is extra. Shema min ole afnuye. This is the terrors of the Gemara. So every smuchim has to have muchach and mufne. And kilayim b'tzitzis also has muchach and mufne. Has muchach because the whole parsha tzitzis is written in Chumash Bamidbo. Five big psukim. Why these three words? Gdilim tas el chonat. In Chumash Bamidbo. Muchach ledroshe. And it's mufne because the words lesil b'shatnes. And when it says, Begich kilayim shatnes lo yale alecho. Why it says again lesil b'shatnes? Shema min ole afnuye. Frag the Gemara, it's not mufne. Like I told you in Gdilim, it's not mufne because one parsha said tzitzis and one parsha said Gdilim. Zog the Gemara, here it's also not mufne. Why it's not mufne? Hane mitzrach tzriche. You need both parshas. You need both parshas. Why you need both parshas? The ikos of Rachmon lo yale alecho. Have a mine kol derech ha'alo e'osu. Osa Rachmon ve'afilu moichiksus. Kosav Rachmon lo isil b'shatnes. Dumi de'levisha de'is be'anoe. The words of the Gemara. You telling me that the words lo isil b'shatnes are extra, like lo yegale knaf ovi was extra. So these two words are extra, b'meila ikedarshin. That kilayim b'tzitzis is doich ha'shatnes. I need Eilich. Why? Because he told me it's mufne. It says, Beget Shkilayim Loyale Alecho. Why it says, Lashil Bashatnes. Zog the Gemara, if the Torah would only write, Beget Kilayim Loyale Alecho, I would think, Afilu Meichiksus. Komashu Lashil Bashatnes, Dum Yede Levisha Deis Be'anoe. And no Be'etzem, Eib Tzachon, the Sugye, I want to make a Aschole. No Eib Tzachon Be'etzem, the Sugye from Kilayim. The Gemara says, if I would have the posuk loyale alecho, I would think dafka that afilu moichiksus is also. Komashon loisilvash dum yedelevisha deis be'anoe. When you read the Gemara, you think if the Torah would write loyale alecho, I would think even without anoe yichayev. Shtei loisilvash shatnes dum yedelevisha deis be'anoe. This is the way to read the Lashon HaGemara. Ich kosav lo yale alecho have amine afilu moichiksus tadon avanoe. Komashmo lo lesil bashatnes dum yede levisha deiz be'anoe. In Rashi steht nicht das. Rashi steht Ich kosav rachmon lo yale alecho have amine afilu moichiksus she'ein miskavnim le'anoe aschimum. They have anoe. But they're not mechaven. Komash malon dum yedelevisha that people are mechaven to anoe. So again, bepashtes haGemara, the Gemara says, iksiv lo yale alecho, I would think, dum yedealoe, you only chayev even without kavonas anoe. Komash malon, you only chayev with kavonas anoe. This is the way Rashi learns the Gemara. On Rashi, the way to read the Gemara is, I would think that you chayev even without anoe. Komash malon that you chayev only with anoy. That you chayev only with anoy. Salom ehib tzachon. All of the Rishonim, the Tesis Yeshonim, the Rashbo, the Ramban, they learn the Gemara kipshutoy. They learn the Gemara kipshutoy. They learn the Gemara kipshutoy. What is the Gemara kipshutoy? If ksiv lo yale alecho, I would think you're not chayev, you chayev even without anoe. State loisilbash, You only chayev with hanoi. Rashi learns was never a salkedaitoch that you chayev without hanoi. But I would think you chayev even without kavone. Kumash malon that you chayev with kavone. Avad the loshon haGemara is mashma like the Rishonim. Have a mine. Afilu moich riksus. Kumash malon loisil bashadnes. Dumya delevisha de is be'anoe. Rashi is optaich in the Gemara, not dumi delevisha de is be'anoe. Dumi delevisha de mechaven le'anoe. It's not the pashas haGemara. Zog Rashi boritvo ramantes yishonim. It's not the pshat in the Gemara. And Rashi is learning the Gemara nishtaze. Salkedaito that without kavone. You be chayev, kumashma alone that you potu without a kavone. Dosi the machlekes Rashi and the Rishonim pshat in the Gemara, and the Rishonim miyan as the second kasha and Rashi. So the three Rashi salkedaito that without kavone it's also kumashma alone that it's muta. Why it's muta without a kavone? Well, lemai si yinene. The Teretz is it's Reb Shimon that holds bekol aterekulo davo sheino miskaven is muta. So salke daitoch dovor she'ino miskaven is osu, komash malon ki Reb Shimon, dovor she'ino miskaven is muto. Komash malon ki Reb Shimon, dovor she'ino miskaven is muto. Frage der Rishonim, ar suge is Rab Yude, shedorish b'mishne teire. This is the Teis Yeshonim here on the page. Ve'afilu moich eksus, the first Teis Yeshonim on the daf. Pira shakuntra she'ino miskavenim, ve'loi nire. Del Rabbi Yudah kaminen, ve'iru ka'omar dovo she'ino miskaven osu. Al ken tzorch lo'imar ve'afilu mechiksus beloi shum anoy. Beloi shum anoy. So this is the machlekes Rashi in the Rishonim pshat haGemara. Rashi in the Rishonim pshat haGemara. Rashi learns was never a salkedaito that yichayev bekilayim on anoy. Was never a salkedaitor. The only salkedaitor dovo she'ino miskaven is muta. Osur komash malon that it's muta. Loshna gemora zvei shver lefi Rashi. And the Rishonim lo nishta zei. Salkedaitor that you chayev without anoy, komash you have anoy. And on Rashi we have to know how Rashi will answer loshna gemora zvei shver lefi Rashi. And not only how Rashi will answer loshna gemora, lechur et stolin Reb Shimon v'Rab Yude. Lechur et stolin Reb Shimon v'Rab Yude. We'll see, as a sugi and Shabbos Choftes Amud Beis, as a sugi and Shabbos Memvov, as a sugi and Psochim, that from there Rashi was Moitzi his Shita. Mezda Shem, we have to see, as a big Besalevi here, what is the Geder of Da'ano and Kilayim? It's a Tnai, or it's the Chefze of the Isu? Mezda Shem, tomorrow, we're going to the sugi.